I knew a yachtsman once who liked to make lists. When he laid his boat up, he would make a list of jobs for winterising his engine and other systems. That completed, he'd make another list of jobs that needed to be carried out during the winter. Next came an aide memoir of fitting out tasks. Upon launching, he made a checklist of valves that had to be shut off, valves that had to be opened, isolation switches turned anti-clockwise, frappings to be bent on, and so forth. He had an emergency list detailing VHF radio procedure, but could never find it because it was hidden under the list of things to do before leaving the boat, or the list of things to do before dropping the mooring, or under one of those plastic sheets that drop out of almanacs, advising on rule of thumb measures for man overboard or pilotage or anchoring. But it was when it came to his annual cruise that the list was longest. Preparation of charts and navigating paraphernalia, victualling, gear to be stowed, safety equipment to be checked, it went on and on. As a result of his lists, his boat was like a floating chandlery. He believed in backup, and how. He would sail solo with four sets of gloves, two of mittens and another three sets of fingerless gloves. There would be at least six types of knife, all with hand-spliced rope tails. There would be a couple of folding jackknives with hinged marlin spikes, two or three multi-tool knives in neat nylon sleeves, and one or more knives of the rigger's type in a leather sheath. Doubles of life jackets, horseshoe buoys with pennants, horseshoe buoys without, horseshoe buoys with throwing lines. He had so many fenders the cockpit locker lids wouldn't shut properly. Enough warps to make a handrail round the Isle of Wight. And so many spare shackles that the box which held them had to be stowed in the cabin bilge just after the mast step for fear of spoiling a trim. He was proud of his boat's appearance and so had cloths that prevented his fenders marking the topsides, but had then customised his own from old bedsheets, which were in turn draped behind the fender cloths so that they wouldn't mark the topsides. But of all his boat jumble acquired bargains, torches were his absolute favourite. He had head torches by the dozen, a couple of halogen monsters that could blind a jumbo jet pilot, handy ready-to-use pencil torches in every foul-weather pocket. He had lights for buoys, lights for life jackets, lights to hang from mooring warps. As he grew older, the lists grew more numerous and longer. I began to wonder if the lists were a way of stalling the inevitable, of delaying the day he would have to cast off. The psyche of a list maker is that of denial. He knows that once his list is started, it can never be finished. I can't go yet because I haven't... That said, if anyone should make a list, it is me. I'm a great one for throwing off the mooring, whacking on the kettle, and then working out what I'm supposed to be doing. It's almost as if I have no focus until I'm actually given a direction which the compass neatly achieves. The yachtsman who makes lists thinks I'm irresponsible, and he has a point. For years, I never knew what a joker valve was until the list man explained. Look, he said, rifling through a sheaf of lists. There's a box beneath the port side bunk cushion. No, wait, tell a lie. It's in the fore cabin, stowed with a backup collapsible radar reflector. It's best you actually look at one. He kept a spare, of course. The joker valve was on me.